Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis Academy. How the dickens are you? Today I'm talking about switching off the therapist in you. Is it actually possible? I'll tell you all about it on the other side. So this particular session was inspired by my wife and a question that she asked me just the other day. We were talking about something called statement analysis. Statement analysis is an incredible tool which has helped me no end with my clients. And what it is, it's when people say things, they tell you a tremendous amount of information without necessarily knowing it. Okay, and I know we've talked about this before. Repetition and things like this. But statement analysis is actually knowing if somebody is telling you the truth or not, or if they're being deceptive. Okay? And there are lots of things that you have to look out for. For example, I'll give you an example. Statement analysis, when somebody has done something or not, right? And when you ask them, have you done that? The answer that you are expecting is no, I haven't done that. Or no, I didn't do it. That's what you expect. The issue that we have is that people, the unconscious mind is very honest. It does not like lying. People don't want to lie. So what they do is they will modify what they say so that they actually don't have to say, I didn't do it. Okay? And so what they do is they will modify the statement. So they might, for example, you say, did you do it? And they might answer that with another question. They might say, do you honestly think I'm capable of doing that? Right? Now, that they haven't said I didn't do it. They have brought you in, that is called gaslighting, yeah, where they'll ask you and make you feel bad about asking them that question. Bear in mind that they haven't answered the question. They might qualify the statement. They might invoke God. When people invoke God, it's a red flag. I swear to God that I didn't do it. Okay? Why have they got to bring God into it? Why don't they just say I didn't do it? That's what we want to hear. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. Okay? And people might use the word really or literally. Yeah? I really didn't do it. Now, that's an intensifier. Why do they feel the need to intensify? Well, they must intensify because they don't even believe it themselves. Yeah? I really didn't do it. I literally didn't do it. And that's kind of, you look at it in this way. I didn't do it in a literal way. I didn't do it literally. I did it in another way. Okay? So there are lots of things. It's the mind plays these games of, I can't say that I did it. Okay, so I must say something else. So there's a lot of things in statement analysis. Once you learn it, then you have another door of perception open to when people are telling you things and when they're not telling you things. And when they're giving you the idea that they've told you something and they haven't. They haven't answered the question. So Cynthia, my wife, said, when you are talking to people, do you find yourself analysing them in general? And I said, yes I do. And when I think about it, it's very difficult now for me to listen to somebody and not be paying real attention to what they're telling me, what they're not telling me. It's very difficult for me to listen to somebody and not pick up if I think that they need to resolve an issue. You see, people tell you really quickly. It's amazing. Since I've been kind of aware of this, I've been amazed at how much information people give you right off the bat. They meet you and they tell you stuff. And you know what? Nearly always, they tell you the most important things that are in their life. The most important things. And they tell you the most important things that are upsetting them at the moment. It's just, when people are talking to you, when you first meet them, do never, never disregard what they're saying as throwaway. People are never giving you information as a throwaway thing. I mean, there might be throwaway words within that, but they're normally giving you lots of information. And so what happens is this. So I've done, in my time, handwriting analysis, which is called graphology. Fascinating. You can tell so much from people just by looking at the handwriting. I'm looking at my handwriting and I can tell a lot. Dearie me, needs therapy, that lad. Now, I've done statement analysis, which is looking at what people say and what they write down, and then looking for deception in there. I've studied body language, and so you can watch, if you're watching for clusters of body language, people showing you and giving you different answers as they're saying the words, the body's telling you something different. Or maybe the same thing. They can be congruent and incongruent. And then I've studied NLP and eye movement signals. So I can also read the way that people are showing me patterns with the eyes. And so that's a lot of information that comes in when you're having a chat with somebody. It's very difficult for me to switch that off. In fact, I don't really want to. I'm very happy to be able to just listen to somebody, and it's good practice. I use it as a practice thing when I'm listening to somebody and I'm watching, you know, I'm watching for them to say something and then do a very, very interesting eye movement thing, you know, and I think, whoa, I'd love to go and investigate that. I don't. That's the, you see, this is the line. When somebody is talking to you as a friend or just as a somebody they've met, they are not asking for therapy. They don't want therapy. They haven't, you know, so you would be crossing a line if you then said, hey, I noticed that you've got a bit of a problem when you make reference to your mum. Would you like to work on that? That's crossing the line. They're not in a consultation, but you can treat it like a private consultation, because you can get so much information, and all you're getting are questions, things that you would need to dig deeper on to say, look, this person's talked about it. What I'm aware of is that I don't think that they're happy in the marriage. How do you know when somebody's not happy in the marriage? Right, so some people tell you that they're not happy in the marriage. Okay, believe them. Okay, believe them. But you know the other thing to watch out for? You know when the expression, the lady doth protest too much. I find it very disconcerting when it sounds like somebody's trying to convince me that they're happy in the marriage. And they tell me straight away. You know, and not just, they don't just tell me, but they like repeat it. Ah, yes. You know, I'm so happy in my marriage. I'm so happy in my wife. So lovely. But, you know, I hear the words, but I don't always feel it. And I also think, why do you feel the need to convince me that you're happy in your marriage? So there are lots of things that you can listen out for that you think, I need to dig deeper there. If I were doing therapy, of course you're not doing therapy, you're just meeting somebody. But it can be very interesting. And afterwards, when you're reflecting on the conversation, you can be thinking, I often do this with Cynthia, I think that person has a big issue with X, Y, and Z, and I'm concerned about the self-esteem or the self-worth. Because again, you can hear, you know, people tell you how much they are worth really quickly. They tell you how much they're worth. They'll tell you, like, you know, people who are self-deprecating, they say negative things about themselves. They do it really quickly. Nearly always in the first few conversations. Oh, me? Well, I'm no good at that. Oh, no, I mean, that's not me. That's not me. I'm not good enough for that. And they tell you, that's another sign. It's like, wow, okay. So your self-worth isn't so high at the moment, you know? So it's kind of like, it's a beautiful game to play. You know, it's like people watching. Some people do people watching. And I do it all the time at airports and things. Watching the body language of people. You can learn such a lot from them. Well, it's the same with people listening. Listen to people when they're talking to you. Really listen to them. If you're interested in statement analysis, if you look online, there are mini courses you can get. There aren't that many people who do them. The courses are very expensive, but you can do a mini course, and there are books as well that you can get Fascinating. Just as, you know, you don't have to be a statement analysis, but boy, if you understand how it works and what to watch out for, you can learn a lot. It just helps you to learn your client more, you know, understand your client. The more you understand what your client is telling you, the better a therapist you'll be. That's all. All right, so I hope that's useful for you. So don't try and switch off being a therapist. Just be one, but keep it to yourself. Yeah? But use it as practice. All right. I love you all. I'll see you all later. Bye-bye.